Previously on Anime Cipher, the gang all got together to talk about their own anime harem episodes, and in the end, we decided to combine them. This time, on Anime Cipher.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Hearing it in person is so nice. Oh yeah, guys. This week is the first time we're doing this in person. This is the first time I've seen other people.
Ever in life.
Yeah, I've never met other people before. And we're here with Jason, who so kindly offered to help us.
Shout out to Jason.
The best.
Yes. Rachel, you want to let everyone know what we're up to this week?
This is so surreal. So this week we're going to do a talk on arc versus arc. We've picked Fairy Tale.
Yes.
Okay, we've picked Fairy Tale because we've all seen most of it, and so we won't really spoil it for each other.
But if you haven't seen Fairy Tale and are planning to, don't listen to this episode.
Well, that sucks because I'm a host.
It's been out here for years, so honestly, it's your phone.
It's like, you know what, Delvin? You're sitting right next to me. Watch out.
I'll punch Rachel right here,
guys. Oh, the violent threats just became so real.
That's
so weird.
Who has the first arc they want to talk about?
Tower of Heaven.
Ooh.
I love that arc. Sorry.
No, I love it too. That's why I picked it.
Go on then.
Did we decide how we're going to do this?
No.
No, we didn't. No.
Cool.
Should we introduce ourselves like we normally do?
Oh my God.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
No, we were right too excited.
Jumped right into
we
it.
We in person.
Well, guys, this is Xavier Pace. Hi.
This is Lucy.
This is Rachel.
And it's your boy, Delvin.
And we're just really frazzled right now.
And we are Anime Cipher.
Yes.
That hurt my ears.
Good.
Sorry.
Big X.
Anyway.
Go on about your art.
Okay, cool. So I picked the Tower of Heaven, which, can I just say, I thought was so much later in the series, but it's like the third arc. But... just to briefly recap, it's basically Urza's backstory into the Tower of Heaven, which is a magic item, which confused the fuck out of me. It's a magic item to bring someone back from the dead by sacrificing another life. And personally, I love this series because A, I love Urza and learning her backstory is amazing, but also it brings sort of one of the main villains into focus, which is Xerath. And
we can get into that.
Yeah.
But recap, Natsu, Urza, Lucy, Gray, Happy, all go.
Did you say Happy like that?
Because I forgot Happy for a minute.
Well, no, not disrespect. The protagonist.
Yo.
Happy's the protagonist.
Get out.
Happy's the protagonist on Google, at least. But.
On Google, yeah. That's on Google.
That's on Google.
Yo.
Haven't done that in a minute.
Dear Lord.
We're here.
Basically, they're at the beach hanging out, and Urza's childhood friends suddenly appear and then attack everyone and kidnap Urza and take her to this remote island off of the coast of the place where they're staying, which is the eighth tower in the R system, which I forget what the R stands for. Does anyone remember?
Shall we look it up?
The resurrection system or something?
Probably.
Something like that, but it's the eighth tower that somehow the magic fairy police didn't find. Her best childhood friend, Jalal, is currently there as the leader. This is the first time we're introduced to Jalal, who ends up being a huge character. And he's possessed by Xerath, which we don't know right away. He is possessed by Xerath, Rachel. Don't give me the look.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I didn't even look at you. I looked at the ceiling. How dare you?
I heard her thoughts. But we learn about... Eventually, we get one of the biggest villains of the series, Xerath, coming out of that arc. I have so much more respect for Urza after that arc, because they go through the whole thing, they destroy it, but Xerath comes back anyway, and people die, and it's sad.
I mean, to be honest, that arc, what I remember is like... What is it? Natsu eating the
crystal.
The lacrima.
Yeah. That was a great moment too.
Yeah, it was a good fight.
Yeah. Freaking Urza couldn't handle it, even though she's one of the toughest, so Natsu had to step up.
Yeah.
It was one of his biggest step ups in the show, honestly, in my opinion, because it was Urza's first moment that we see her at her weakest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like her weakest. It was like she was just so vulnerable.
Yeah, like it was, when I say her weakest, I mean like you see like she is beat up, but also she doesn't have the will to fight because it's her childhood friend.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with that. It's, I don't know, I really like that arc. I've seen it 3 times.
One of my favorite bits of it is what I think is one of the best running jokes in film and television ever, which is just clearly this conversation that takes place over the course of maybe 15 minutes, taking over the course of like several episodes,
yeah,
where they're like, we need 3 votes. Who's going to give us our 3 votes? Because
I'm dumb. Remind me.
What's his name? The guy with the glasses and the ponytail, and he's part of the fairy police, and it begins with an S, and Siger?
I never bothered remembering the fairy police.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of them die. A lot of them come and go.
Yeah.
But he goes to the Magic Council and they didn't destroy the eighth tower, which is the Tower of Heaven. And they're like, okay, do we destroy it by using this other super powerful thing that might be more powerful than that? And they're like, no, it'll bring across destruction and end everything. But the police guy with the glasses, who I'm going to call Cop.
That cop.
He's a kappa. He's like, no, we need to use it. And the council is split and he needs 3 more votes. So obviously it takes over the course of like 5 minutes for him. But you only see it once an episode where he's just thinking in his head. He goes, I need 3 votes. Who's going to give me my 3 votes? That's 1. And then like 2 episodes later, he goes, and that's 2. But yeah, just a 5-minute conversation taking the place over the course of something that takes several hours for the other characters. And it's just so dramatic of just 3 votes. He's not going to give me my vote because he loves this. She'll give me my vote. 2.
I don't know why I don't remember that bit.
Oh, because it's so small, but I think it's hysterical.
It's like a cutback on the main action.
Yeah. Plus that guy always like fuck shit up.
Isn't he like in cahoots with Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later? Okay. Yeah, I don't remember his name either.
It's like Sigard or something.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Hold on, X is looking it up for me.
Yeah, I'm trying. It brought me somewhere else. It brought me to a thing called Fairy Tale.
Yes, that's why I couldn't find it. Because I can't remember what they're called.
Look up Fairy Tale. Tower of Heaven arc, and his name's in it because they break down the episodes and tell you all the unimportant shit, just like I'm doing right now.
I think it's all important in that sense of those arcs sometimes.
Oh, I did. So full disclosure, I'm not totally caught up on the Fairy Tail anime.
Me neither.
But I spoiled some major stuff about Xerath to myself.
Oh, yeah, if you looked them up, yeah.
Definitely. Hey, I didn't look him up. It was in the beginning of it's written in the Tower of Heaven arc.
But there's
on
more
on the internet.
Oh, I'm about to say there's more to his character, but if you looked on the internet.
Yeah, I looked on the internet.
Well, then, yeah, you know, it happens.
Because I can remember names.
So you went up to the arc. You're like, okay, Xerath, you clicked on it. I guarantee you clicked on it. And then you're like, oh, what's this? Oh, wow. And you're like, well, I know that now. And you keep reading because you like it.
No, oh, wow.
It was the descriptor under the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even the first paragraph. It was just the descriptor of him. And I was like, oh.
But there's more. Well, there's more to his character. There's a lot.
You think I don't know? I went down that rabbit hole.
Okay. Well, how far are you caught up?
I have I just finished the Grand Wizard games and the Eclipse. And so all the Zodiacs have turned against the Celestial Wizards. That's okay. Where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really know about Xerath. Yet, no. Not like that. Because I was gonna be like,
where I am, he has like amnesia, so he doesn't really remember. Well, then he remembers.
But you know about his
backstory.
Backstory about no.
Maybe.
But you know about the backstory.
I don't remember
about the backstory.
Okay, so then, yeah. Dang, you know a lot. That's great.
Yeah.
If you know about his backstory.
Basically, the Tower of Heaven is a really important arc, and I really enjoyed it. And it's got some great comedic moments in it, like how they're all using a canoe to get to this stupid island.
Oh, that's when Metal Jubia comes out.
Yeah. Jubia. And the ice gray and gray comes out of Jubia. And Lucy's green. That's great. I love gray.
I'm trying to look. I can't find it.
Let me show you. Dear Lord, I'm going to do everything myself.
Well, he's looking it up too, okay.
Yeah.
Going through a whole list of characters.
Oh, no, you're going to be there forever.
No, yeah. Mm.
But about that arc, I like the opening. It's a very good opening, but yeah. So while they're looking that up, Rachel, your favorite arc?
Cygraine.
Okay, Cygraine.
Tower of Heaven is my personal... God, I keep hitting this chord. Is my personal favorite, but I think...
You want to add to anything? Because mine was just vague.
No, I mean, I just really... I think it just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Like what Erza goes through and all that. It's really sad because it's just like torture.
Well, she did get tortured.
She did. No, I mean, but like...
Both it, literally and... I forgot
okay.
the word.
Anyway, okay, but the Grand Wizard arc. Mm-hmm. The Grand Wizard games, I mean. Sorry? Was that... Oh.
Delvin is displeased. You guys can't see it.
I think Delvin should
but...
go.
No.
No, Delvin should go.
No, go ahead.
No.
You spoke first. Go
no,
ahead.
No, no, no. Let it go. Let it go.
It's really good. I enjoyed that a lot because I enjoyed Sabretooth like a lot.
Are you cut up that far?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. You said you're not. I don't know how far we all caught up.
I
okay.
got up to the Eclipse Gate.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, then okay. the like brief filler afterwards where she rewards all of her celestial spirits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're good.
And then I think I caught up to the point where they hadn't released new episodes yet, so I stopped watching.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool. We're good. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Continues. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I was trying to remember a name anyway. Rogue? Rogue.
Yes.
Rogue. Ugh. Love Rogue.
Don't just
are we thinking the same thoughts?
I don't know.
Are we having why did, what? What if I say something about Sting? Wait.
Yeah, you're
that's,
right.
You're right.
You're right.
Yo. The little
The cats?
Yes.
Frosh?
What is it?
Frosh?
Yeah, Frosh.
Frosh and Lecter?
I love Frosh so much. Okay, so the grand... I don't want to explain this. Delvin, if we have the same one, can you help me explain it?
Sure.
Wait. So this is arc versus arc, right?
Oh, yeah. So, okay, so... Okay, then I have...
So
Phantom Lord versus... Key to the Starry Night.
Okay.
Everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that is similar in those two, both. No, not Key to the Starry Night. What's the Eclipse? Both just end up being like, let's just kidnap Lucy.
It's because she's the narrator.
They also have those.
It's her book. The theory. True. The whole thing is a book.
Yeah. I like that theory.
Yeah.
That's a different episode. Oh, my God. My argument is that...
Oh, because you don't like them.
No, because I don't like the Grand Wizard games. I'm trying to argue that Tower of Heaven is the best arc, which I stand by.
Okay.
I stand by...
Yeah, that's an arc versus an arc.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone's just staring at me.
I think Tower of Heaven is like, top five.
Okay.
If we're gonna, you know, I think it's a very good arc. I just think the Grand Wizard games might be a little bit better.
Oh.
Delvin and Rachel just high-fived to taunt me.
No, because, okay, it starts off being very, like, I think it's, is it one of the longer arcs?
Yeah.
Okay. It's so long.
But it's so enjoyable.
It is.
It's when you think about it, it's similar. You don't like this one either. It's similar to Greed Island, where Greed Island is so long. Greed Island, Hunter x Hunter. Delvin is shaking his head because he hates that one so much. But I would compare... Greed Island and Grand Wizard games, they're both long but essential.
True. I think they're both action-packed as well.
Yes, which makes them enjoyable. It's, you know, there's a mystery to Grand Wizard, and then boom, it happens.
I enjoy the mystery aspect of it in the last part of the arc. I don't like the games themselves. And because that's the majority of the arc, that's why I dislike it.
I don't think it's the majority of the arc, though. I think it's half the arc.
Okay, in my mind...
Because then it goes into Eclipse.
Yeah. Well, I remember watching it thinking, God damn it, this is going on forever. And just every episode... Wait, I have to lean back so I don't shout into this. Open! Get of the water bearer! See, but Aquarius! Open! Get of the crab! Cancer! And I'm just like, fuck me.
I'm glad I watched it in with some. Yeah, me too.
Listen, because it's less annoying.
Listen, at the time,
nothing against the-
I didn't have the patience for subtitles.
Fairy Tales 1, I can go either way, dub or sub.
Yeah.
Lucy's the worst part of the dub for me.
Absolutely.
For me, it's Wendy's the worst part, but Lucy's up there, yeah. Which is weird because I love that voice actress.
Yeah.
Back to the point. The Grand Wizard Games. Yes, Rachel.
It's just good because I think it does a really good job with distracting you from what is about to happen.
Tag me in, coach. All right. So Grand Wizard Games, we're going to kick this off with a little beforehand.
Ooh.
So right before it, we have an arc with the fairy. It's not even an arc. It's just a celebration. Natsu, Urza, Gray, Lucy, and Wendy go and have a little party for helping out Wendy's celestial spirits. They come back.
Wendy's?
Not Wendy. Lucy's celestial spirits.
Oh,
sorry,
because they
Lucy.
Were gone for 7 years.
No.
This is not before then?
Well, yes, it was, but like also right before the Grand Wizard Games, they had to help Lucy's spirits because they turned evil.
Oh, I thought.
Is that right. Not after?
No, that's before.
I'm having a crisis. Continue, though.
Because remember, freaking Ares had a tan now?
Oh, yeah.
After Lucy helped her, and then she turned evil. All right, so they go and celebrate. Having a nice little party. They come back. Days have gone by. And the Grand Wizard Games is starting. And everyone else has trained. Not even days. It's been like a couple months. The Grand Wizard Games is starting. And they find out, oh, how are we going to get stronger? And they find a way to tap into their second magic bank that's inside of their body. And get a major power up. They go into the games. Freaking Elfman is jacked. Freaking everyone has their own power ups and stuff. And they get separated into two different Fairy Tale teams, Fairy Tale A team and Fairy Tale B team. So they rush. Elfman is supposed to be helping, but he gets a stomach ache pretty much and has to be tagged out. I think Wendy took his place. I don't remember. But anyways, we're going through. We get all these different games and like in between each game, you get a fight in between that's so lit. And then you have the freaking Loxus versus Ravenclaw fight where Loxus has to fight
Harry Potter.
He has
to
fight.
I was about
to say Ravenclaw, Raven's Guild, whatever.
I was like, last time, from what I remember, Ravenclaw is a different franchise.
Nah, trust me, it's the same.
We can't speak on that franchise either.
They're magic.
Oh my god!
So they're having like holographic fight while Loxus is actually talking to his father and his guild and decides. He doesn't want to join up with them and has to rock all of them where no one could even see him. And when when all the image is clear, you see Loxus standing with everyone else on the ground. In this arc, we get Sting and Rogue. We see Godjill and Wendy become true dragon slayers, which was a dumb way to find out that they're true dragon slayers, even though we already knew it. But they finally get their motion sickness racing on a train. Eventually, Fairy Tales racked up enough points after coming from behind that they end up having to combine their two teams with just the strongest members.
Raven Tail.
There we go.
I got you.
So yeah, Fairy Tales is one now. Lucy, again, having to uncover some special stuff after, I think it was either her or Wendy that got kidnapped for a brief moment.
I think it was Wendy.
I think it was both because I think Lucy was like really injured from her fight with the flame girl from Raven's Tale.
Yeah.
So she was in the little hospital thing and that's snatched up.
Was it Raven's Tale that injured her? I thought it was Sabretooth.
Could have been both.
So we deal with Wendy getting kidnapped, possibly Lucy. Natsu has to save her. We get some more fights. The final match of the game, we get Natsu and Gajil versus Sting and Rogue. And Natsu gets rid of Gajil and fights them both by himself. And wins like a legend.
Good fight.
So why is that better than the Tower of Heaven? I'm confused. Ooh.
It's better than the Tower of Heaven because we also get, after Fairy Tail being gone for seven years, this was their comeback story.
Redemption.
They fight their way back up to number one. They work together to prove that they are the best. We get Fairy Tail coming from all aspects together. Tower of Heaven is amazing. Like, it was a great Urza arc. This is a Guild arc.
Well said. I disagree. But X, what's your arc?
Oh, my arc? I was looking at arcs.
researching on the job.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
I mean, yeah.
No, it was because I was looking at the timeline, like, in order. Because, like, what you're talking about is the X-791 arc leading into Bump the Key of the Starry Sky. That's not canon. Leading into the Grand Ninja Games. Because, like, in order, they say Key of Starry Night comes next. But my arc is the Battle of Fairy Tail arc versus, let's see, what arc should it, is it better? You know, I'm going to go, it's better than.
Dang, this is just us against Lucy tonight.
It's better than Lucy's arc, I'm sorry. No, this other arcs is better. I just can't think, like.
Please remind me, Battle of Fairy Tail.
Oh, it's when they come back, it's when Loxus wants to be Guild Master.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, he gets kicked out. And then the last thing you see is he does a little thing. I was like, yeah. That one gets me.
That hurts.
But yeah.
That one's a good one.
That is a pretty good arc.
I think that's the first, like, really good, like, Guild arc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, that's where Netflix leaves the show off at.
Yeah. Because I remember watching it long ago and being like, oh, it's only 50 episodes. And then coming back and realizing it's more.
I remember watching all of that, I think, on Netflix. And thinking that's where it ended. And I was like, wow, they really left it open-ended.
Yeah.
And then the internet's like, there are 240 episodes of Fairy Tail.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
That same thing happened to me.
Battle of Fairy Tail. Good one to pick.
Actually, I think it's better. I'm just joking with the Lucy thing. I think it's better than Tenroar Island, though.
Ooh.
I agree.
I do like Tenroar Island. That was honestly like my runner-up choice.
No, really.
Tenroar Island has weird pacing.
It does. I feel like it does.
I like, so I feel like it makes it, I don't know. It's a good arc, but like, it's weird. It's just interesting. Yeah.
Well, is it, my thinking is that the pacing is sort of supposed to make you feel off.
Yeah.
I guess so.
It is.
Well, they're trying to go S-class, and then I put the two together because it's Fairy Tail versus Fairy Tail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like members versus members. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about, I was just like, the major fight that I liked out of that one was Natsu versus, what is it? Is it Guild Arts?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say against the God Slayer dude.
Oh, no. It's the one when they disappear after that one.
Yeah.
That one, because like the pacing is weird. And then it's like the major fight out of all of them, even though they're all fighting, it's Natsu versus Guild Arts. I'm just like, at the end of the fight, they're literally just talking. And he's like, Natsu, you'll get there. I'm just like, I don't really like how that ended.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not ready. You'll get there.
Is this the one where Xerath is on the island?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like,
really,
why?
We find out about Xerath.
Yeah, because he is friends with, or he was friends with the original Guildmaster, right? Okay. Yeah. Was that what you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, that's the...
Okay, yes.
That's in the...
I wanted to make sure I
understood. Fairy Tail Zero thing, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I know about that. Okay, I know some things.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I think I like that aspect of the arc.
Mm-hmm.
It's very oddly placed, but I guess it makes sense because she's on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then she's not on the island in the Grand Wizard Games. And you're like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. No, that's what Markroff said. He's like, he looks over to the side. What are you doing? Yeah.
I thought you couldn't leave. And she's like, only people with our sigil can see me.
Yeah. Our gang is with it.
That's cool, though. That's a cool aspect. But yeah, what was it? To save them, she used that special move. I forgot what it was called. Yeah.
Fairy Tail Law.
Fairy Law.
Yeah, Fairy Law.
Is it Fairy Law?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. That's the only reason they survived, but.
Because wasn't the same thing that was happening to Tower of Heaven going to happen to them? They were going to destroy the island?
Yeah, because I think Acra, the dragon was there too.
Acnologia.
Yeah.
So then
Zareph was there. It was just bad. They were at the wrong place the wrong time, basically.
They're like, this is our tradition. They're like, yeah, we've moved in.
Yeah.
I do like Tenor Island because it's an important arc for Kana too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh.
That's true.
So good.
Yeah, because all she does is drink beer.
Yeah.
It's a nice little extra character development, but then it kind of like falls off afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because not that I want them to like pair up or anything like that, but it's just so weird that he's paired up with the I don't even know her name. She has glasses. She makes all the wood.
Levy?
No.
Oh, no, not Levy. Levy's the word.
Oh, the one with the green hair.
Yeah,
No, it's purple. She says things that don't make sense, but those are her spells. She makes all the like wood. She has wood magic.
Wait, he is referring to
she.
No. When you said he's paired up with,
Guildarts.
Okay, Guildarts.
Because Guildarts is spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen it. I'm so sorry. Is Kana's dad.
Yeah.
I mean, we gave a warning at the beginning. I hope at this point they know it's gonna be spoiled.
That was the only surprising thing.
Yeah.
In the arc.
Yeah, that girl. I don't know her name.
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, her. Yeah.
It's just an interesting pairing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, she's S class?
Yeah.
I don't even think she's S class. I think she's just his partner.
Locky.
It's just, I thought he worked alone.
I did too.
Like, because of the kind of magic he uses, it was better for him and there would be less casualties on his side.
Mm-hmm. Whenever he comes home, they have to raise the entire city.
I don't know. That's just like, I was thinking about that. That's why I was doing research. I was like, what art could go versus the one I like? Because I like that one the most with Loxus and stuff. And then he's like, you can't eat my lightning. He says, bet.
Literally, bet, let's go.
And he eats his lightning. Always Sunny theme. Natsu eats his lightning.
And then that was funny. He had fire and lightning. And then like seeing that progress through all everything where he's starting using multiple fire with like lightning, dark, whatever. So I thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah. Because Loxus is a third generation dragon slayer.
Second generation. Sting and Rogue were third.
They thought they were third.
I think that. Are they third or are they second?
No, they're first, aren't they?
They are. They thought they were third.
Well,
no, they are third because they had a dragon. And they ate the Lacrima.
But true. Oh, yeah, because I expect they didn't kill their dragon.
Yeah.
Because third generations, they kill their dragon and take it. But it was given to them.
Oh, and they just, that's right.
Well, I think one of them did, but it was a mercy kill.
Oh, yeah, I think that was was it Sting?
I think it was Sting.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that those arcs are better than the Tower of Heaven? You're out of your mind.
Well, I didn't verse mine versus the Tower of Heaven.
I'm asking you to put yours up against mine.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
Come on.
Oh, come now, on Lucy, yourself.
Now, Lucy, I will give you this.
Wait.
Tower of Heaven has one of my favorite jokes in Fairy Tale.
Not just the cum joke I just made?
What? I'm so sorry. I missed that.
I did too.
Did anyone get that?
I said, oh, come on yourself.
Oh.
Get out. Which was, it was unintentional.
I was like Jason, play back.
Can we get a replay?
It. Yeah.
Never.
But it was pretty much after the arc, Natsu is unconscious from eating the Lacrima. And they're trying to wake him up. Gray says something about him being lazy. Natsu shoots up, say it again and I'll pound you, and goes back to sleep. And Gray just yells, he woke up just to pick a fight.
I love Gray.
Side note. I think Todd Haberkorn, who is the English voice of Natsu, was the perfect choice for Natsu.
Absolutely. Yes,
and
course.
I will stand by it.
Oh, 100%. No disagree. He's talented. Todd, hi. Welcome to our podcast.
See us.
But back to the point.
It's better than Tower of Heaven, Lucy. We've already determined this.
No, I'm just saying in general, of the arcs that we've brought up, which one is the best?
Oh, out of all of them?
Ooh. Out of all of them. Out of, what did we talk about?
Key to the Starry Night is non-canon, so
no. Even if it's non-canon, why don't we put it up there? Because sometimes non-canon stuff is really good.
It's
Key to the Starry Night cannot survive in this little battle royale.
Unfortunately, it's really good. It just sucks that it's not canon because it completely the arc, the character development that Lucy goes through in that arc is completely then thrown away afterwards because it's not canon, which is foolish in my book.
Yeah, he's like, you guys like this story? We're like, yeah, doesn't matter.
That's like the My Hero movies. You like this one? Ah, it's not real.
Get it out.
Lost all character development. She still hates her dad. She's like, what happened that last season? Yeah. Last arc?
I hate that man.
I hate that man.
I hate my father.
He don't exist.
We're all like, he's dead?
Nah, he's like in limbo. He's like, I'm not dead, but I'm dead.
Yeah. You ain't gonna see me again, but I ain't dead.
And then like, I have a toy doll that can actually become human. It's,
oh my God.
So much happens.
Because isn't that... Why is it not canon? You never mind. This is a different time. Different time.
Mm-hmm.
Because she still has the doll.
Exactly.
Yep. She still has the doll.
That's creepy.
Give us the info.
Okay. Out of what the three or four that we out of the three or four that we've mentioned,
Tower of Heaven's on the bottom.
Shut the fuck up. We okay. Here's my argument why it's not on the bottom. We all like the Tower of Heaven, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate Grand Wizard Games, so that's down a peg. So I think in terms of all of us liking it, it's higher up there.
But that wasn't your question. That was well, not the thing
then
you
plus,
proposed.
And like, three of us like Grand Wizard Games.
Yeah.
Versus.
Oh, but all of us.
And two of us love Grand Wizard Games.
No, yeah. Three. I love it, but because like, hers is like battle.
Mm. Ooh.
Great. Loved it. Went up in there just like, she said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Beat everybody.
That's Urza all of the time.
Right, but it was except better because people no because no my thing is with that episode so I forgot who was talking trash to her. She's like, you're not strong, and then they got into that battle. She's like, what's up?
It was the saber-tooth girl.
Yeah.
Yes, she said, all right, let's go.
She said, you think you can step to me?
And I also think it was one of her old friends from when she was a kid too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, Miliana.
It was a three-way fight.
Miliana the cat.
Yes, the cat guild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then
it's the all women's guild. Not the cat guild.
You're right. Sorry.
Mermaid guild.
Yeah.
Yes, that one.
Is it called mermaid guild or is
it's
it?
It's mermaid something.
Is it mermaid's tail?
It's a mermaid guild, but that's not their sigil because that's...
Mermaid's
oh,
fin.
Wait. Yes, it is. I don't remember.
There's so many guilds. We got the all-guy guild, the all-girl guild.
Quattro Cerberus. Quattro puppy.
Wait. My favorite's the blue Pegasus. Skill.
Oh, freaking man.
And he's like this, man.
I think about so that good. All the time.
He is one of my favorite moments in one of the filler episodes that comes up after the Grand Wizard Games. I don't know if you got there, Rachel, so I don't want to. Yes.
Oh, no, I got there.
Frosh is trying to find his way home.
Yes.
Okay,
I've seen that.
When Rogue runs up to him and is like, have you seen Frosh? And he's like, yes, I've seen him. And he jumps up, basically puts his crotch in Rogue's face and goes, fresh.
Yeah. Interesting.
And Rogue just completely drops him afterwards.
Boom. Some light sexual harassment.
Yeah. It was wild.
Anyway,
but so then... I guess the Grand Wizard Games versus the Battle of Fairy Tale. I'm going with the Battle of Fairy Tale.
Mm.
Like, thoughts on Grand Wizard Games aside, for me personally, I love the Battle of Fairy Tale. It has a lasting image of Loxus and me.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you. I think
it's Mermaid Heel, by the way.
Oh,
heel. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, because mermaids don't have heels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic.
I was about to say that, but it was going to be like a question like, wait, mermaids don't have heels. What's the point? Thanks for clarifying. Well, I rolled my eyes really intensely, just so everyone knows.
I think this is so hard because I love the Grand Wizard Games, mm-hmm. but I think because you've brought up a great point, which is the lasting image of Loxus walking away after being kicked out of the guild. Ooh, it makes it so heavy.
Yeah, I mean, they're both crying. Yeah. He's just like,
ooh.
True. And also, that whole competition is a game, too. Like, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, because the rules, she... Yeah.
Yeah, they, like, locked Natsu in the guild, so he couldn't get out and help.
It was I forgot about the rules.
I forgot. Evergreen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why'd you say...
Oh, wait, no, it's Loxus, Evergreen. Oh, what the... I'm missing one.
The dude who
the
one who made all the rules, the word,
and then the also the one coding. The wooden puppets. Dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't remember their names right now.
Yeah. So I gotta look them up.
I love that they become enjoyable characters later.
Yeah.
You know,
because they were just brought in at first as like antagonists, and then they're like, "Oh, you're actually pretty cool."
Yeah.
We rock with y'all.
We vibe.
And then the dude had the I liked the wood guy because he had the fairy tale thing on his tongue.
Yeah. Freed and Bixlow.
Freed. Well, also I like it because it's like, okay, now that we've done 50 episodes of getting you to like the characters and giving you stories, this is where, from now on, as a guild, their story begins.
Yeah. Because
You know what? I think that's the only guild that, or the only guild, sorry, the only arc that I can think of from fairy tale that is fairy tale versus fairy tale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except in the Grand Wizard games.
But even then, that's kind of.
No, yeah. Even then, they're still like a team together. Yeah. They just had to split. But if we're talking about in like people fighting each other from the guild, that's what it came down to.
There were serious stakes in this other than guild rank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are we saying that in our first poorly planned but completed arc versus arc versus arc,
ooh,
the best arc we think of Fairy Tail is the Battle of Fairy Tail? Unless you two have seen an arc that we haven't seen yet that's even better.
The 100 Years. I'm kidding.
Shut up.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I haven't seen it either.
There is some stuff when it first comes back, but like I don't put it above these, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the best one is Battle of Fairy Tail.
I thought she was going to say Tower of Heaven.
I meant collectively as a group, not me personally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because listen, I still believe Tower of Heaven is the best arc.
We're not disagreeing that it's not a good arc. It is a good arc.
No, I know that you know it's a good arc.
We know that you know that I know.
Yeah.
It's a Spider-Man thing. They're just...
That was like Delvin and I at the beginning when we both had the same arc to talk about.
Yeah.
I love it for us.
I hate it for us.
I have been disrespected.
So, Battle of Fairy Tale takes the win.
I'll secede.
Yeah. I'll secede. Yeah. I think it's good. Yeah.
I have my fist up. I won this round because who knows what we do next with this.
Yeah, for real.
We could go into like about manga. I haven't read the manga for Fairy Tale, but we could go into like Demon Slayer because Demon Slayer's Mugen Train stuff just dropped today.
It is back.
Oh shit. Yeah.
It's not just the movie. It's like seven episodes.
70 extra scenes.
Yes. So there's more
content. I'm caught up on everything. I read the whole thing.
Same.
Oh, same.
So.
I was going to say next we could argue Sword Art Online, but then we could choose the same arc.
The first one.
Yeah.
Well,
Sword Art Alicization.
Alicization? No, not that one, not that one. Not the first, because like for me, it's not the first one, because like it's just an isekai to me. But it's the second one after they all have to come back and he has to go into it.
Yeah.
And then like the guy's shooting people, and then I like that one.
Really? Gun Gale?
Yeah, Gun Gale.
I thought you meant the one where they're fairies.
No. Not Alfheim. Not Alfheim.
The New World Seed, no.
We all forget it exists.
Yo.
Wait,
I have...
So what happens after they leave it the first time?
I don't know.
Oh, they beat it and then...
They go to Gun Gale. Got it.
Yeah. And I know freaking Alfheim, they're playing this new game.
It wasn't a literal question, Delvin.
I'm just trying to remember for myself. I know Kirito has to find out where his freaking girl is.
Oh, yeah, because she got snatched.
Yeah.
Okay, that fight at the end is a good fight. But this is a different episode.
I mean,
we probably should wrap it up. Jason, I ask how long have we been recording? Huh?
50 minutes.
Oh, that's better than what we usually do. Wow.
When
we get professional, we cut it short.
Are we done?
I don't know. I guess so.
Okay. But just to recap, the four of us believe Fairy Tail versus Fairy Tail is the ultimate pinnacle of fairy tale.
Yes, well, you guys have to
never be Tower of Heaven.
Yeah, and then plus you still have to finish.
Yeah, we do. Listen, okay, I have this thing called depression.
It's okay.
Sorry.
My depression.
No, it's a real thing. But you know what cures depression?
Anime.
Life. I was gonna say that, but I got real deep. I was like, do I want to say Anime Cypher? And I was like, let me get real. Let me get real for a second and be like, you know,
Lexapro.
Maybe. I don't know. But I think having good friends and getting outside, a little sunshine, okay?
It's nighttime right now. Sorry.
Well, when they listen to this.
You're right.
Or, you know, hey, you might be a moonflower. So a little nighttime, you know?
Moonflower. You blossom at night.
I like that.
And then, you know, get some nice friends and, you know, watch some good anime, relax, take the load off. And
I'm
going
to start crying.
Listen to Anime Cypher as a family.
And then, you know, just know, like, we got your back. We love you. And that's all I got. I'm sorry.
All I thought about for the past 15 seconds was how Moonflower would be a really cool shirt design, but make it glow in the dark. Like, it only shows up in like...
I love that, Xavier had really nice things to say and was getting really deep, and I inserted with jokes, and I apologize.
No, you're good.
I thought you were going to say Moonflower would be a really great anime.
I thought so, too. That's really where my mind goes to.
All we ever think about is anime. It's just constant.
I mean, that's basically all I write.
Yeah, same.
It's good.
My show.
I mean, so. I have other thoughts. I can't think of them right now. But there are other ones.
I love that. Anyway, wrap up?
Wrap up.
We should wrap up.
We wrapped it up.
Anyway, thanks for listening. It's obviously been a minute, but we're finally recording in person, which is so...
We've been recording in person. She lied.
It's all a dream.
It's nice not to stare at the wall of my closet, guys.
Yes. Oh. Honestly, I'm always looking at my TV or something. Like, I'm not looking in the closet.
He was watching anime while recording.
That'd be disrespectful, but that'd be funny, though.
That would be funny.
It's nice not dealing with my dogs.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we shout you out? Big shout out to Jason. Very, very thankful for him for doing this, because we don't know anything. We don't know what we're doing.
Well, if we ever create a YouTube and you guys will see the setup. And because we can't touch them because we know nothing. So he set it all up.
He really did.
And we appreciate
to touch it.
And, you know, he made this happen, basically. So I'm glad to be here.
And I appreciate you guys for just doing it.
Yeah. Oh, well, Lucy, thank you for bringing us together.
Yeah.
This isn't the end. This sounds like the end, but it's not the end.
We're back.
We're halfway through. Yeah, we're back. That's what we're trying to say. We're back. And it's supposed to be better than ever.
Thank you for making me... not harass you to do this. I pretty much just asked once and they said yes. I thought I'd have to harass them into doing this, so thanks.
No, well, big nerds.
I think this is gonna get me into conventions for free, so
yeah.
Hey, Oscar Museum, so we know you have a Studio Ghibli exhibit.
It's the Academy Museum.
How dare you. So already it's a no.
Just the statue is called the Oscar. It's technically the Academy Awards.
So they're going to change it to Totoro.
Anyway, we got to go.
Put a Totoro thing there.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, for listening. You can follow or subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and a lot of places.
Follow out of love. Follow out of hatred. Follow out of fear. Follow just because you want to hear some people talking while you eat your nachos. You know,
not
I don't care as long as you follow.
That was it. They're waking up at 4 a.m. hungry, listening to Anime Cypher.
Listen. If you're just sitting here listening to our voices and you're high as shit, that's okay. We love you.
We're doing this for you.
All right.
Just
and everyone
for you.
Else.
Anyway. Just for you, bud.
And if you're too high, drink some motherfucking water, okay?
Oh, hydrate. All right.
And maybe go to bed. But sleep after it. This episode.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Adios, amigos. I thought Dylan was going to do the voice. I'm just like, I'm waiting on that, you know?
I was waiting for you to say something before I do.
I let them finish it.
You know what?
Wait, recap. Let's do it again. All right. Okay, ladies.
He's already cut the recording.
No, I haven't.
No,
I was like, damn.
Okay. Cuts us off.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Adios, amigos.
We are Anime Cypher.